There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to motivate you and to give you some ideas of what's coming and how to prepare for it, because the certain bugs are, you know, they're waiting for their time to come out and spend a little time on their favorite shrubs and trees. So I've asked a good friend, Ken Kukurowski, from the Bayer Advance Company, to give us some ideas about some of the insects, some of the early insects that will be coming on our property, and how we can control them safely this year. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all your hearty, dedicated gardening enthusiasts up there. Wouldn't it be nice if these bugs shoveled snow for us?
It'd be nice if the snow could melt, Ken, I'll tell you.
I agree. But, you know, as you were saying just a moment ago, as soon as the snow is gone, and as soon as the queue is explaining it to insects to wake up and come out, they will be out, and they will be looking for their favorite host plant, and that's something that we do have to be concerned about. You know, we were talking about this just the other day. We still have to worry about the hemlock woolly adelgid on eastern hemlock trees. This dominant tree in our landscape across the Appalachian Mountains has been attacked by this invasive pest. It wouldn't be a problem if we didn't have the invasive that came in and is killing trees. And the difficulty that we have with this particular pest is for taller hemlock trees, you simply can't spray them. And of course, we all understand the problems of spraying and getting back spray on ourselves, or spraying and having the spray go, you know, all over the area where you spray. We've developed at Bayer Advance, we've developed a drench uptake, a systemic uptake solution, where you can make an application to the base of the tree and have the tree's roots actually take up the insecticide, spread it through the branches and through the needles, and control this particular pest, and control the pest for a year, which is very important, because you've got a pest that is going to keep on reinvading your hemlocks. So you have to stay on top of this for a while. It's not just a treat it once and it's gone forever.
Right. I mean, I've seen Canadian hemlock that are 18-inch trunk on that plant, and people have called and said it's yellow, there's needles falling, and I told them to look at the tips of the branches and look for white, looks like pieces of white cotton where the growth was made last year, right on the tips of the branches, and they'll say, yeah. And they'll say, well, that's woolly adelgid, and it's sucking the life out of that plant. Yeah. And if we don't control it early in the year, it's going to give them time to mate, lay eggs, make a whole new generation. And I've seen trees a foot or more in diameter, totally dead in a 3-year period. So
yeah, this is a pest that has built up in big numbers. If it was just one or two insects on the tree, it'd be sort of an anomaly. But it builds up in big numbers, and like you said, they suck the life right out of the tree and kill the tree, and they can kill big hemlocks in just a few years. And then, of course, you as the homeowner have the responsibility of taking that tree down, which is not free anymore either. So this business of making an application to control this particular pest and keep it alive and keep the tree alive is very, very easy. What the instructions that we have on our label, instruct the person to go up to the tree and at chest height determine the circumference in inches around the tree, and that number, whatever that happens to be, 20-inch circumference, 32-inch circumference, tells you the dose of the product that you use. So if it's 20 inches or if it's 32 inches, that's the number of ounces of product that you mix into a gallon of water, and you apply this at the base of the tree. Apply it at the base of the tree so it soaks into the ground, and the roots of the tree take the insecticide up and spread it throughout the tree. There's one caveat that we have to talk about, especially since we are dealing in the early spring right now. If we have waterlogged soil or if we have frozen soil, you'd never make an application to the soil for a drench. So you have to wait for it not to be waterlogged and not to be frozen, because what we're trying to do here is get the chemical to move into the soil and have the roots pick it up, and in waterlogged soil and frozen soil, that doesn't happen. So you just have to wait for that to be fixed first.
Right. So if you're living in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, if you're in Pennsylvania and things have warmed up, the snow has melted, and the ground is thawed around the tree, fine, put it down now. If you live in New York State, New Jersey, New England, where there's still snow on the ground, then you're going to have to wait until the snow melts and things warm up. But yeah. I'll tell you, it's a great product, and I can remember my dad growing up. We had problems with trees, and he would take out a bottle sprayer and spray the tree as high as he could, sometimes on top of a step ladder, and me holding the ladder, and the spray coming down on both of us, and we're saying, "Well, we better go take a shower now." But with this method, Ken, it's so much safer and a lot more effective.
It's prescriptive, Paul, because you're making the application right where you need to make the application to control the exact tree that has the pest, not the tree 5 feet over or 10 feet over, or especially on the neighbor's property. Just where you make the application is where the tree that gets the chemical. And we've also found a little tip that if you make a little earthen moat around the base of the tree, you keep the spray solution right where it needs to be without running one or 2 feet away from the base of the tree. So you can even do something yourself to make the application more effective by really precisely putting it where it needs to be.
Yep.
I have to comment, Paul. You were lucky if your father did the spraying and you held the ladder. I was usually on top of the ladder and my father was doing the spraying when I was a kid. my father's in heaven right now, but I'll tell you, there were times when I didn't like being on the top of that ladder.
I can understand. I don't like being on top of the ladder now myself. Now, one of the things that's good about this plant, about this product, but people have to understand, it is a systemic. And if we have plants that flower. For example, a good example is the Japanese Andromeda. It's an early blooming plant, beautiful white bells. And when the flowers go by, the new growth comes out, and there's an insect called lace bug that attacks the plant. How do we treat a plant that flowers so that we don't hurt any of the pollinators that are in our yards?
Paul, that's a very good question and a very easy solution also. I have Japanese Andromeda here, and I've got lace bugs that like to either feed on my azaleas or on the Andromeda now. And same situation with azaleas. They like to flower early in the springtime, and they're beautiful. We have so many of them here in the Carolinas. But the lace bug does not occur at the same time as the flowering azaleas do. The lace bugs do not seem to occur at the same time as Andromeda flowers. And the recommendation that I have is to make the application after the flowering is done.
Wonderful. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, Ken. When we come back, we'll expand on that. But write that down. You never use the Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub when it's in bloom. You wait until the flowering process is over and treat the new growth.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
From simple to gourmet, nothing's fresher or tastier in recipes than homegrown, vine-ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing. Find how-tos, plans, and more at BonniePlants.com. Your recipes might not change, but your results sure will. Fresh, healthy Bonnie veggies and herbs. Get growing.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizer in Gloucester, Mass. Are you ready to get out and do some gardening? Do you plant vegetables, herbs, or flowers? Do you want to have green, healthy, weed, and grub-free lawns all organically? Then Neptune's Harvest Fertilizers are for you. Neptune's Harvest is family-owned, local, and sustainable. You can really feel good about using our products, and the results are truly amazing. Our organic fertilizers can be used on everything you grow. Benefits include increased yield and quality, better tasting and more nutritious produce, less insect and disease damage, no deer problems, and bright, vivid flowers. We even have a turf formula designed for lawns. To see testimonials and photos of the unbelievable results achieved, please visit NeptunesHarvest.com. Neptune's Harvest comes in retail and bulk sizes that can be found at your local garden store. Give Neptune's Harvest a try this year. You'll be glad you did. Neptune's Harvest, products from the ocean to set your plants in motion.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Ken Kukurowski from their Bayer Advance about their wonderful product, Tree and Shrub. And one of the things that we just had to talk about were birches. And I know a lot of you have birches. And again, I remember my dad on a ladder spraying the birches. And as the birches got taller and taller, you know, we had maybe half to three-quarters of the tree was protected, and the top half would all turn brown. And now with this Tree and Shrub product, it works wonderful. And on some of your evergreens, like boxwood, that works pretty good too, Ken, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And you know, as you were discussing the birch situation, realize that, like we were talking before the break, birches flower first, and then they leaf out, like azaleas flower first, and they leaf out, andromeda flowers, and then it leaves out with new foliage. And in this situation, after the flowering is done, you make the application, like we discussed on the hemlocks. You know, you measure the girth, the circumference of the tree, the chest height, and that determines how much product you use to drench around the base of the tree. You make that application when the tree is leafing out because, again, the leaf miner, which is a sawfly in the case of birch, not a caterpillar and not a fly, a completely different kind of insect, the sawfly, feeds on the leaves. And so as the leaves are developing, the insect attacks the leaves, and that's when you want to make the application. Don't need to make it any earlier. Don't want to make it any later because you'll miss it. But you want to make it at that particular time. And this particular product, Tree and Shrub, provides months of control. So you make the application when you need to, and it provides a little bit of residual control as well, which is very important in case insects, whether they're lace bugs or whether they're leaf miners, are on your neighbor's property and they decide to come over to your property. You've got residual control to control them.
Yeah. And the thing that's nice about this particular product is that everybody used to think that, oh, I've got woolly adelgid or I have birches, I can't reach them, I have to pay somebody to come in and do it, and it costs so much money to have these people come in and do it now. You can do this yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about getting this product on you, because you're mixing it in a bucket of water, you're pouring it around the base of the tree, so there's no way that it's going to end up hurting you, and it's a lot safer for the environment.
Yeah, and Paul, as somebody who does the dishes at home will attest, it's nice not to clean up the sprayer afterwards.
Exactly. Now, once the snow melts, we're probably going to have a pretty good crop of slugs, I would imagine. What do you think?
I think you will. They seem to be everywhere around here in North Carolina, and you know, there's pretty much two pests that come out early in the springtime. Ants, very opportunistic, and we can talk about them some other time, but slugs also, or snails. And there's really only a couple of different products that you can use for slugs, and one is a product that we make, that Bayer Advance makes under our Natria Natural brand, and it's called Slug and Snail Killer. And the base of it is iron phosphate, a naturally derived active ingredient that controls slugs. So if you know where your hostas are going to be coming up, and you make an application of Snail and Slug Killer at the time the hostas are breaking the ground, or before they break the ground, you just simply won't have a problem. I have slugs everywhere.
Well, I think this is going to be a year that we're going to see a lot of mosquitoes. We're going to mm-hmm. see a lot of fleas and ticks around. So in the weeks to come, I hope that you're able to tell us how we can control fleas and ticks on our property so that we can enjoy our gardening and a lot more. Ken, thank you so much for joining us this morning and encouraging everybody that, yes, spring is coming, and giving us a few ideas of the first plants that will need to be treated. Thank you. Parrot here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
specials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising,
we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is,
we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN Live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want. Anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Paul Tarrant Garden Club. I hope you enjoyed those tips to get you motivated and to get ready for the season. But as Ken said, make sure the ground is thawed where you put this product. And if you've got a hemlock hedge for privacy, and you get a minute today, take 5 minutes, walk along your hedge, and look on the tips of the branches for this cottony material. And if you see it, that's woolly adelgid. They're on the tips, on the new growth made last year. And as the new growth begins to emerge, they'll jump on it, attack it, and minimize the new growth and kill the growth that was made last year. So don't mess with that. And for birch leaf miner and lace bug on Japanese Andromeda, this is a good, safe product. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tony from Tennessee, and he's got a question about some tomato plants.
Tony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Paul?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
Several questions. Every year I plant tomatoes in my front flower bed. It seems that about a half an inch to three quarters of an inch down from the yellow bud, it grows a ring around it and they fall off, and it doesn't produce any tomatoes.
Okay, now this is on all types of tomatoes?
Well, I generally plant heirloom tomatoes.
Okay.
And the yellow bud, I mean, the yellow flower, when it comes up, it just bends over and it's gone. I mean, it's, I don't know what I need in my yard or flower bed to produce tomatoes.
Okay. Now, does the flower fall from the plant? Is it chewed?
No, it's not chewed. It's nice, bright, and yellow, and like three quarters of an inch down, it has a ring around it, and it's like it's smothered, and they just fall off.
Okay. So you have a fungus that is attacking that particular plant. What I would do is I would use either a sulfur spray, mm-hmm. which is organic,
sulfur. And
it's called Garden Sulfur, and it's a very, very good product. And it will take care of a lot of common diseases. And what you want to do is to apply it to the foliage at the very first sign of a bud forming on your plant, so that the copper is on that plant when the fungus gets ready to attack it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a product made by Monterey Lawn and Garden,
mm-hmm.
and the other company is Organic Labs.
LABS?
Yeah, LABS, Organic
yes.
Labs. And the product is called Organocide.
O-R-G-A-N-O-C-I-D-E. C-I... What was...
C-I-D-E.
Okay. D-E, okay.
So it's called Organocide. Now, Organocide is also organic.
Okay.
And Organocide has been proven by five different universities to control early blight and also late blight on tomatoes, and it will take care of the blight that affects your impatience. And it's totally organic. And what you would do, the same thing. When you plant them, spray the foliage. Or what I do with my tomatoes, because I've had late blight before, is before I plant it, I'll put on a pair of rubber gloves, grab the plant with the root ball and all, and I'll mix the product in a bucket. I'll dip the root ball and the foliage in the solution in the bucket, then plant it. And when all my tomatoes are in, I pour a little bit around the base to really give it a good puddle. And then, because you've had this problem in the past, what I would suggest that you do is you take the Organocide and you spray it on the foliage until the first fruit forms on your plant, which and you're going to do it every 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay.
And that should eliminate the problem.
Okay, I appreciate it. I got two really quick, more quick questions.
Sure.
You know how the suckers form between the limbs on the tomato plant?
Yep.
Are we supposed to tear that sucker off when it starts forming, or just let it grow like it is?
Well, there are two ways of thinking on that. If you're going to be growing them in cages, and your cages have got some good height to them, 4, 5, 6 feet, then you can remove those suckers. Growing up, my dad said, farmers don't have time to go through their field and remove all of the suckers. And he never did, and we had a ton of tomatoes.
Okay, my father told me the same, remove the suckers, but the only plant I had, I planted 6 plants a year, and the only plant I didn't remove the suckers was one that produced one tomato that the bud did not die, apparently, but it was very good. But yep. One more question. I have when you take a cutting from a tree, what do you suggest? My aunt brings me cuttings from California. They're redwood trees or the sequoia trees.
Right.
And every time I try to get it to root in water or in the ground, it won't root. And I know a guy 30 years ago who could root all kind of trees and plants in Germantown, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And in fact, he was famous for it in his gardens. But how can I root some cuttings from a redwood tree if it's possible?
Okay. Tell her she needs to bring you the new growth that's produced this year.
Okay.
Because that new growth is going to be softer.
Okay.
Now, you need to buy, and you can go to your local garden center. You can go to a feed and grain store.
Yes, sir.
And you want to buy a rooting powder.
Rooting powder.
And the rooting powder should say for hard wood cuttings. Because they may have to order it for you. Now, what most nurseries sell as a rooting powder is for softwood, for like geraniums or coleus or, you know, impatiens and things like that. But because you've got a woody tree, you need a higher percent of the rooting hormone. And then what I would do that would really speed up the process, take your cutting, dip it in the rooting powder.
Yes, sir.
Stick it in a 4-inch pot.
Okay. Is that with dirt and everything? Or?
Right. With just a good sterilized potting soil. If you can find black gold potting soil, it's a wonderful mixture of soil.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is what will stimulate that plant to produce a root system faster is bottom heat. And my dad loved to, like you, to try and root things. So what he would do, he would take my mother's heating pad and he put it inside like a black trash bag so that it wouldn't get wet or dirty. He'd set his containers on top of the heating pad and set it on the lowest setting. And that bottom heat would stimulate the rooting powder and the plant to produce a root system a lot quicker, just like a greenhouse does.
Okay.
When a greenhouse or a nursery is making new plants, they have bottom heat to stimulate that action a lot quicker.
Yes, sir. That sounds good. One more thing. I'm in Memphis. We got like 70 degrees yesterday. Where are you from where y'all got all that snow at?
I'm from Maine.
Maine, okay, because I'm on the radio and you're talking about 3 feet of snow. And we have a little rain this morning, not much, but it's gorgeous out here, so maybe you need to think about moving to Memphis, Tennessee.
I'll tell you, right now, I'm sure that all of New England is ready to move to Tennessee because, like, Boston had 108 inches of snow breaking an old record. And I'd be willing to bet that anybody from New England would be willing to ship you all the snow that you want.
Well, I don't want none. We had little snow and little ice one day this year, and that's all we could use. But anyhow, sir, I try to listen to you every Sunday morning. Your wealth of knowledge, and I appreciate everything you do for all of us. And I guess that's it. I'm gonna take your advice and do what you told me to do, and hopefully I have some good homegrown tomatoes this year because that's the only ones I like.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and keep in touch. And if you get a chance, sign up for our email newsletter. There's a lot of information on that. All you need to do is to go to my website,
yes, sir,
which is Paul Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad.
Yes, sir. I wrote that down. I already wrote that down earlier on one of your news breaks.
Yep. So just go to paulparent.com and click on it, and you'll see it will say sign up for newsletter. Put in your email address, and every Thursday you will get information to help you with your garden, and the archives are there also.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's spring. The snow's melting. The birds are arriving. And before long, we'll be able to see the ground for those of you that still have snow. Those of you that don't, oh, you're lucky. You really are. Get that yard raked. Put down your lawn fertilizer. And if you've got acid soil, Turf Turbo is the alternative to the everyday old-fashioned powdered lime. If you use the old-fashioned powdered lime, it used to be you could buy it for a 90 cents or a dollar for a 50-pound bag. It treated 1,000 square feet. So if you had a quarter of an acre, you needed 10 bags. If you had a bigger piece of property, you needed 20. You put 20 bags of lime in your trunk and your car went out the driveway of the nursery with the front wheels almost off the ground. And then you had to load it into a spreader, apply it, and then wait 6 months to get results. Well, with the Turf Turbo made by Bonide, one 40-pound bag will change the acidity in a 4 to 6 week period, and it treats 5,000 square feet. So it's a lot less weight, it costs you less money, and it works a lot faster. So if you've got moths and your grass isn't growing as thick as it should, if you have plants that are not blooming around your foundation, throw a little bit of Turf Turbo down, and that will help a great deal. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nancy from Pennsylvania, and she's got a question about dwarf blueberries.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yes. I had ordered two dwarf top hat blueberry plants from a nursery that advertises in magazines.
Okay.
I received them the first day of spring. Now, what I was wondering is they're in a 3x3-inch plastic container, a little pot. Now, when could I start putting them out on the patio? What temperature?
Oh, well, you just got a little bit of snow, and the weather is still cold. So
yeah.
What I would do now, they really need to go into a bigger pot.
Would I put them in a large pot right away, or would I have to put them in maybe a medium one and then transplant them later?
I would put them for now in something like a 12 to a 14-inch pot now.
Okay.
And if the weather continues, now, any leaves on these plants, or are they still dormant?
Oh, no, there's leaves on them. There's actually, looks like, little blossoms on them.
Okay. Then what you're going to need to do is repot them in a 12 to 14-inch pot,
mm-hmm.
and then put them someplace where they're going to be out of the wind, the weather, and the cold temperatures, like a garage, like a tool shed, where they're at least buffered so that they don't get that cold, cold weather on them. And
now,
they'll do.
You should keep them in full sun.
They really don't have to have full sun. If there's a window in the garage, put it near there.
Okay.
But the thing is, you've got to get them into a larger container so that the roots can come out of that pot, can get established, and by you putting them in the garage, and if it's going to be a nice day, let's say that the weatherman says, okay, it's going to be 50 degrees today, put it outside.
Okay.
And then when you get home from work, put it inside the garage at night, and that will get the plant acclimated to the cooler weather. And it will prevent it from stretching and making a lot of new growth. And it will work very well. The thing that's happened this year, all these companies, mail order companies, they mail the products according to a schedule that they've designed many years ago. Well, we're having a crazy winter. And it's colder than normal and snowier than normal, so we have to adapt. So repot it, put it in a garage or a tool shed, and outside on a nice day and at night.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Spend your life with this Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.